Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. All right. Again, the phone number is 818-301-5834. Please use the number and call in. Let's talk. All right. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, today's weather, and don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, today's weather is right now is 58 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 68 today, 68 and sunshine. It looks like it's going to be a great, great day, beautiful day, nice outside, a low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, around the same, a little bit cooler at 63 is our high for tomorrow on Friday. 40 is the low for tomorrow night. So sunshine today, sunshine tomorrow, and nice mid to upper 60s. All right. Saturday, 58, partly cloudy, 37 at night. Sunday, 49, cloudy, and 29 at night. So Sunday night, it's going to be pretty chilly on Sunday night. All right. So I guess we're not looking forward to that, right? But that's the temperature. That's what things are going to be over the next few days. So take that and run with it. Today's word of the day is ruly. Ruly. R-U-L-Y. Ruly. Ruly. Okay? Ruly is an adjective. And the definition is obedient or orderly. Ruly means obedient or orderly. Okay? Now, so I think probably most of you guys knew what ruly meant. And you probably have ruly in your vocabulary. But that's the word of the day, ruly. All right? Again, thanks guys for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome guys. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show, or you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, if you are on my show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. What that means is whenever I set up a show, put out show notes, then you will be one of the first of the listeners to the show to get show notes. You'll know what the show is titled and what it's about. Okay. And so if you want to, go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Today's episode is entitled, More Women Are Being Beat by Their Celebrity Football Player Boyfriend or Husband. Now, the reason I wanted to do this show is because you guys may not know, you know, I have a kind of mixed audience. I have younger adults. I have adults who are mid-aged like myself, and I have older adults, people who are older than me, who listen to the show. And you younger adults may not know who this football player is. His name is Nate Newton. Now, Nate Newton played for the Dallas Cowboys when they were really good, back in the 90s, I guess. And they, you know, when they had Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith, and they won three Super Bowls in that era. All right. Now, Nate Newton was one of the offensive linemen who played for the Dallas Cowboys at that time. Okay. And his wife, his ex-wife has put out, just released her book that talks about her accounts of him beating her, treating her like trash during those years that he was playing with the Dallas Cowboys. And she also talked about how the Dallas Cowboy organization, okay, and the organization is owned and ran by Jerry Jones. A lot of you guys know him. He's the current owner. And she talks about the organization not helping her and putting her to the side and kind of showing a blind eye towards the abuse and the things that she was going through with her husband at the time, who was playing for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, and the reason I say that is because the Dallas Cowboy organization right now are being looked into as far as that goes, and as far as they have signed this guy that came from the Carolina Panthers who was indicted for assault on his girlfriend. And his name's Greg Hardy. So now the Dallas Cowboys are turning and saying that they're not going to offer him an extension on his contract. This guy's going to be he's going to kill his career in the NFL. This guy, Greg Hardy, he's going to kill his career in the NFL because he is he's stubborn. He makes stupid comments on Twitter. And he beat this girl like you wouldn't believe. Now, they have pictures out there of her face after the assault. Now, this guy is probably 6'5", 6'6", 280 pounds. I don't know how big the young lady was or is, but, you know, he beat her like she was a man. Now, here's the deal. And this is what I wanted to get to, because I talked to my wife about this. I mean, I talked to her about a lot of stuff that I talk about on the show. And she was thinking that I'm having the victim also be the victim of this stuff, also be the one who causes it. But that's not true. What I want to do, and here's the deal for all the young women or older women who are listening to the show, I'm trying to help you guys to think about who you deal with, who you get into a relationship with. And what I'm saying is that I think these women who marry or befriend, which is boyfriend or whatever, these celebrity football players and basketball players in the same, you know, these sports figures, guys, sports figures. I think most of these women, not all of them, don't get me wrong, don't start sending me a bunch of emails and stuff, don't get me wrong, but not all these women, but most of these women are gold diggers. They're out there looking, trying to trap some of these guys, physically with their bodies. So what I'm saying is these guys may come into town. Let's say this weekend we've got – who the Falcons playing this weekend? I think we're playing the Indianapolis Colts, okay? Now, you got the Colts that are coming into town probably Saturday morning, okay? And they're staying at a hotel somewhere in Atlanta or maybe on the outskirts of Atlanta. And these women find out where these guys are staying, okay? And these are women in every city. Women in every city try to find out where these guys will be staying, what they'll be doing while they're here over the weekend. And so me saying that is they'll find out. They have friends that work in these hotels and things like that, and they'll call them and say, hey, girl, I you know, the Colts are staying here this weekend. They having some kind of dinner or benefit tonight. I can get you in there if you want to, and you can meet someone. And they'll come, they'll get in, and they'll seek someone out. And what I'm saying is this not all bad. Men and women do this. Okay? And so, and then, you know, you find you someone to start having a conversation with, one of the football players. And, you know, y'all may meet for drinks or something later. All right? And have a good time. And but what I'm saying is usually that leads to sex. Because that's what she wants. That's what she's looking for. And not necessarily a relationship, but she's looking to grab him with her sex at that time. I mean, if you guys don't agree with me, hey, call in and talk. But what I'm saying is she's looking to grab him with her sex at that time. She feel like if she can have sex with him and make it as best as she can, you know, he'll call again. So let's say sex doesn't happen this time while they're in town. But he leaves town, goes back to Indianapolis. Now, he has her contact information, so he may contact her. And he may come back to Atlanta, maybe, you know, without the team, of course. But he'll come back to Atlanta just to see her. And she'll shoot to the hotel, man, and for at the drop of a dime to see him. Because he's got money. And he's a celebrity. So she goes to the hotel and they spend the weekend together and she sleeps with him. Now he goes back to Indianapolis for his job. And then now next weekend, he's calling her because he wants to buy her a round trip ticket to come see him in Indianapolis and stay there for the weekend. So of course she accepts and she goes there. Here's what I'm saying is that, ladies, you have to get to know these guys. You have to understand who they are. Okay? You have to get to understand, get to find out if this guy's, if you're looking for a relationship, you need to find out if he is looking for a relationship. And then she'll go to Indianapolis and they'll have a great weekend and sleep together and all this. And now, you know, he's wanting to see her a lot. And then maybe a couple of months go by or whatever, and now she's moving to Indianapolis or she's staying here, but he's putting her up in an apartment. Okay? And so now she's got him as a boyfriend. And now, since he has her in an apartment, and maybe he's leasing a car for her to drive or something like that, or paying a car note, whatever. Now he feels like he's got some type of ownership on you. Okay, if he's paying your bills and taking care of you like that, he feels like he's got some type of ownership on you. I know y'all saying, why should he feel that way? He feel that way because that's exactly what he's doing. If I'm going to be paying for you somewhere to live and taking care of you, you're going to do what I say. So now he gets to the point where, you know, you're actually his. So he shows up, he can come to you and come to your apartment, you know, as he pleases. And see, and he come into town and he expect you to be there, and he come into town and y'all going to have a good time. And then, you know, he going to come back to your apartment. He going to jump up and down on you, and you know, everything's great. But if he finds out that something's going on with you and some other guy while he's not there, it's going to be a problem. And that's what happened with this guy from the Cowboys, Greg Hardy. He was with the Carolina Panthers. He beat his girlfriend because she was doing things that he didn't like, okay? And I believe that she was doing things with someone else while he was away. And he probably was doing things with someone else while he was away as well. But she doesn't know about it. See, these guys have women in all these different cities. When they go to that city, they expect her to be sitting there waiting for them. And see, now, if you don't get to know this guy, you become his girlfriend or whatever. Next thing you know, he asks you to marry him. You don't even know this guy. But you marry him because he's got money and he can give you a different lifestyle, a better lifestyle than you have right now. And he will. But you damn well better be thinking that whatever he's asked you to do or tell you to do, you better jump and do it. Because you don't know what he's capable of doing. When he's going to, you know, at what point is that little time bomb, the little, what do you call it, the little stem that's lit that goes, that fizzes all the way down to the bum and then it blows. I forgot what you call that. But, you know, he's a fuse. He's got a short fuse. But you don't know that because y'all been having a great time. But now that you moved in together or he's moved you into an apartment, now he flips the script. Now he's the man, he's the owner of you. You better do what he says. See, ladies, that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to get you to think and understand that he's just like any other guy. But you absolutely must get to know this guy before you get into some type of bond with him, where he's taking care of you, where he's giving you money or whatever. You got to get to know this guy first. Tell him, man, I don't want your money. I just want to get to know you and have fun and let's see where this goes. You don't have to put me up in an apartment. I have my own apartment. You got to treat guys like you don't need them. And you can't. Absolutely can't jump in bed with a guy the first night you meet him, second night you meet him. You need to take time and get to know him. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, the ex-wife of this Cowboys lineman, Nate Newton, now she's put her book out, and she gives accounts of all the different times that he abused her, and how. I mean, it's graphic, okay? So she tells of one time when their family manager came to the house. He was gone already to football practice or whatever, but the family manager came to the house, and he saw that she had been abused by him. So he goes to the Cowboys organization and let them know that Nate Newton has put his hands on his wife. She didn't tell him to do that. He did that on his own. Now, once they called Nate Newton into the office and he found out what she had done or what they were talking about, after practice that day, he went home, and when he got home, he went ballistic on her. And she was pregnant by him. She said he pushed a custom-made dining table against her, against her stomach, like he's trying to hurt the baby. Okay? So he physically abused her, slapped her around that day after he found out that she done said something to their family manager about what he'd been doing. So, you know, that kind of stuff is for these cowards, these football players who are cowards. That's a coward. A coward is a person who is like a bully, who jumps on people and physically abuse people that can't defend themselves. He's a coward. Any guy who beats a woman or abuses a woman physically is a coward. If you're not into this woman, if she's your wife and you don't want her, get a divorce. Get out. But why abuse her physically? You're gonna go to jail, you're gonna get a divorce, and then you're gonna have to pay. And women sit around. How long did she sit around and take this abuse? You can't, I don't care what the situation is, you cannot sit there and take physical abuse. It's not going to change until you do something about it. We sat down and talked last night. After he busted my lip, we sat down and talked last night, and he said he apologized to me and told me that he was sorry, and he told me to go to the mall today and buy me something nice. Then you go to the mall and buy you something nice, and then the next day he comes in all pissed off and he want to kick you around again. See, it's a cycle. And it's going to continue to happen until you do something about it. Until you say, I'm out of here. I can't take this anymore. I'm leaving. And you have to leave. I'd be damned if I'm going through a relationship for years and years and years and years and years, and I'm totally unhappy. I'm getting my ass kicked. Okay? But I got to put on this persona that everything's Jim Dandy and everything's going good? Hell no. I'm not going to do it. And ladies, neither should you. Get out of there. Find you a guy who's going to be good to you. Find you a guy who wants a relationship. These guys don't want relationships. They just want a trophy at home that they can come home and jump up and down on when they want and treat them like trash. slap them around whenever they want. Tell them, hey, girl, I'm going out. I'll see you tonight when I get home. Go out and stay for hours. Come back home. And treat you like trash again. What I'm saying is, ladies, don't take that abuse. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Hey, take care of yourselves. Have a great, great Thursday. It's going to be a nice day. Long sleeves or a jacket is in store. And just, you know, have fun. Do something fun today. I know I'm going to do something fun. And I'm going to get started right now. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. And I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours.
Drop it
good
on
day.
Me. Yeah. Let's do it like this.
No other woman, you'll be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out my door, my love would overrule my sin, and I'd call you back for more.